For the 70% of Ukrainians who are Orthodox Christian, the celebration of Easter this year was fraught with extra meaning. Ukraine's Orthodox Church split from its Russian parent when Vladimir Putin first invaded Ukraine 8 years ago. And now religion's role in the conflict is front and center. Here is Nick Schifrin.
In the center of Ukraine's capital, where even the divine needs defense, a priest leads soldiers seeking blessings. On Orthodox Easter last month, those who needed the most protection found a quiet moment to request it. Ukrainians are fighting a war that threatens their very existence. And in the presence of God, they pray not only for restoration, but also judgment, which is what Father Feodosi provides. He blesses Ukrainians and scorns Russian soldiers accused of war crimes.
It is tragic that people who call themselves Christian allow themselves to do such things.
Metropolitan Epiphany, the head of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, goes further. He condones killing Russian soldiers in the name of saving the country and has likened Russian President Vladimir Putin to the Antichrist. Putin replies with his own judgment via his own ally. On Orthodox Easter in Moscow, the service is led by Patriarch Kirill, a longtime Kremlin partner. He portrays the war as part of Moscow's defense of eastern Ukraine from what he disparages as Western ideals.
The Donbas has a rejection of the so-called values offered by those who lay claim to global domination. Today, there is a certain test for loyalty to that power. Do you know what that test is? It's a gay parade.
Putin and his confederates, including those in the church, present the war as almost like a sacred crusade against the presumably godless West.
Cyril Hovorin is a Ukrainian Orthodox priest and professor of theology at University College Stockholm. I spoke to him from Ukraine via Skype.
They believe Ukraine is the cradle of what they call the Russian civilization, and it has a kind of mystical, mythical connectedness with modern Russia. I personally would call this ideology Make Russia Great Again. I think that is a kind of the essence of what Putin tries to achieve with the support of the church.
Patriarch Kirill gives religious cover to Putin's political ambitions, as he did on Sunday.
I wanted to say my heartfelt gratitude to those who are here today, but even more so wanted to say thanks again to the government and the army of ours that today, in practically war conditions, defend our country.
He also repeats Putin's rhetoric of self-defense.
We are a very peace-loving country and a peace-loving and long-suffering people.
The reality? Kirill used those words the very day Ukrainian authorities in Bucha exposed mass graves full of executed civilians bound and shot. Horvarun used to work for Kirill and quit in 2012.
I tried to convince him that this ideology is going to be extremely dangerous, destructive for the church, for himself, for Russia, and for Ukraine. We see this outcome, this result of this ideology, moving, you know, masses of people, masses of Russian soldiers to fight in Ukraine, and securing a very wide support for Putin in his war.
For more than 1,000 years, Ukrainian Orthodox churches sat inside a larger Russian Orthodox church. But then Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine. By 2019, Ukraine's president and the overall head of the Orthodox Church in Constantinople declared the Ukrainian Orthodox Church independent. That means at this Ukrainian Orthodox service in Lviv, Father Viktor Kaida can feature the Ukrainian language and speak freely about Russia. As seen on a local TV report, he used to lead a Ukrainian Orthodox church in the southern city of Kherson, parts of which are occupied today by Russia. He says religious divides became political.
Belonging to either the Russian or Ukrainian Orthodox churches makes a big difference. Russia knows that, and that's why it is so important for them to maintain its influence. When the priest says this is good and this is evil, people listen and believe. It's an element of control over a large number of people. Let's be frank, it's brainwashing.
Pope Francis has also criticized the Russian Orthodox Church and recently warned Patriarch Kirill against becoming Putin's, quote, altar boy. In 2016, the two broke 1,000 years of schism between the Vatican and the Orthodox Church, but recent attempts to meet have failed. and Pope Francis, the leader of a billion Catholics, repeatedly condemns an unnamed aggressor.
Sia pace per la martoriata Ucraina.
Peace upon tormented Ukraine, sorely tried by the violence and destruction of the cruel and senseless war into which it was dragged.
Dragged but not defeated. And on this recent Orthodox Easter, the flock was reminded of Ukrainian tradition.
Even before this war, for generations, we've had this saying, Christ has risen, Ukraine will rise too. We hope that maybe, after having celebrated the resurrection of Christ, we will have our own resurrection.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin in Lviv.
And a reminder that our coverage of Ukraine is supported in partnership with the Pulitzer Center.